All right, I'm going to record this. I found that if I record everything, I get to pick out all the gold and the jewels of what God does and says. So that's awesome. Thanks for being here. We're expecting about three or four more people, so hopefully they'll come. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to talk for about 30, 35 minutes, and then we're going to take communion together. I've got these handy little traveling communion cups, and then we're going to pray. But what I want is I want you to pray for one another, but specifically if you have something to need prayer for, and I'm going to encourage you to do some certain things for prayer, and I'm going to encourage you to do some things when you leave here in order for prayer, and I'm trying to give some vision tonight for what I feel like the Lord's doing, and I feel a bit like, I've said this to Stevie before, but he repeated it back to me on Monday, it's okay to fumble forward. And there's a scripture in that the message uses that we fumble forward out of darkness into light. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started. Father, we just want to take a moment and quiet our hearts, silence our day, silence our phones, silence our head, calm our emotions, and say we trust you, we believe in you, and that we want more of you. And by saying we want more of you, we're declaring that we need, that we have a need, that we have a want, that we have a desire that only you can fulfill. So we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your relationship. We thank you for all that you've done and are doing and will do for us. And we thank you for our inheritance in you. And we say tonight that we want the fullness of that inheritance, that we want what the body and the life and the blood of Jesus brought to us, and we want that life and life more abundantly. Amen. So I thought today, I had a great plan today. I had a 10 o'clock appointment, a 3 o'clock appointment, and I thought all that other time I will plan tonight. Instead, I got up early, and I got my day together, and I left at 8:15, and I took somebody to the hospital. Or to a hospital that was a surgical hospital. So I spent, it took a long time to get there because there was so much traffic. We meandered all the way around the east side of downtown to get over to the medical center. It was so bad on the Hardy Toll Road on 59. And then we spent 2 hours waiting, and we spent about 45 minutes waiting for the doctor, but 2 hours outside. So I spent 2 hours at least in a room with probably 100 to 120 people in it, because there's services, all sorts of doctors. It's a surgical hospital. And there's people anywhere from crutches to canes to boots to cast on the arms and legs. There's people in wheelchairs and those scooters that you put your knee on and you scoot. And so about half the people there needed surgery. They needed to be healed. And some of them came in and they had those big giant contraptions on their legs. Like, have you seen those where they have like, and you could hear them talking about, yeah, every 2 days I have to have this tightened and I decide how much pain I can tolerate. And I thought, wow, you know, here I am, I'm going to teach on healing. I'm in a place that needs a bunch of healing. And I started thinking, you know, most broken bones don't get healed. You know, most broken bones don't get healed, and many people with horrible, lingering diseases don't get healed. And I thought, well, why do we pray? And I thought, why do we pray? And, you know, it actually is the same reason why we raise our kids, because we have hope, we have faith. But I thought of three things today of why we pray and why it's important for us to press into praying specifically for healing. Not praying for something so huge that we just can't see it, but saying, I want this part right here in my life healed. I want that healed. I want this relationship, this memory, this in my heart healed. And the first reason is it's a radical act of faith on our part. But it's to pray and to receive prayer is an act of faith. So it's not just I'll pray for somebody and I'll be faith, I'll be a man of faith, but it's to receive prayer says I'm a man of faith also, or a woman of faith. So it's a radical act of faith, and it's also a simple act of obedience. The Bible says to go to the elders and get prayer. You know, I was thinking my mom, when she read that we were doing this healing venue, she said she went, I think, for 22 years every time they had prayer. And for 5 of those years, she went to a church where I was down there, and I was so irritated with her to come down for prayer for her thyroid. And she's been like 7, 8, 9, 10 years now without any thyroid medicine or any problem. And so she's like, and my mom is a simple, obedient person. She'll do that thing. And so we have this act of obedience that we forget that when we're in church and we're in pain and there's a time for prayer, rarely do we get up and walk down because it's the same thing. It's embarrassing. But it's a simple act of faith, simple act of obedience. And the third thing is we forget that it's an actual active way for us to follow the model that Jesus set is to pray for other people. Isn't that interesting? That we all were followers of Jesus, but we don't think that praying for somebody would be following him. In fact, we spend a lot of time talking about why we don't need to pray for people because God plans out everything. We come up with all these sorts of convoluted doctrines and reasonings why I didn't get healed or why they didn't get healed instead of just being simple and obedient and radical and praying for people to be healed. And it says don't just pray, but pray in faith, to pray believing, okay? That there's something in us to pray for others. I was thinking there's an example of the little boy walking along the beach and all the starfish have come up there, and he goes and he picks up one and he throws it back into the ocean. He keeps walking, picks up one. This older man comes up and he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm saving starfish." And the old man says, "Well, you can't save all of them." And he picks up one, he throws it into the ocean, and he says, "I saved that one." That's why we pray for people. And that's why we want to increase our strength, our ability, and our faith of praying for people.